of fuel. The corridor ended. We paraded through an archway strung with twinkling white lights, then entered an enormous circular room. The place reminded me of a yurt we'd built in school, only about 80 times bigger. The curved walls were made of log beams, the same type that crisscrossed over our heads in an intricate pattern. The roundness of the room was odd, yet comforting. Unlit logs sat in an elaborate stone fireplace, around which luxurious, overstuffed couches, love seats, and armchairs formed an audience. For a few seconds, despite the situation, my 9-year-old mind pondered what wonderful forts could be made with all those cushions. Mom sat on a green couch and cradled Therese, while Lexi stood beside them, glowering. Dad lit kindling between the logs in the fireplace. The familiar smell of wood smoke wafted toward us, seeming out of place in a setting so distinctly unfamiliar. My father put his hand on my mother's shoulder. His knuckles were white. He chose that moment to tell my mother and sisters that Graham and Eddie hadn't made it. The announcement made it real, made it final. A verbal execution. Wails erupted from inside me. Mom and Lexi cried, too. I ran to my mother. She held me along with Therese. Lexi leaned against Dad, and his arms encircled her. We stayed that way for a long time, my face crushed to Mom's bosom. She smelled of lilacs,